Listeners, welcome back to another exciting episode on Season 3 of the Denodo Data Bytes series. I'm your host, Neha, and I'm thrilled to have you join us today. So let's welcome our guest speaker this week, Addy Mullick, Senior Product Marketing Manager for the APAC region at Denodo. With over 15 years of experience in the tech space, Addy is passionate about helping enterprises grow. His expertise spans launching new products, driving product GTM strategies, optimizing buyer and customer journeys, managing and refining existing offerings, as well as identifying complementary products and bringing them to the market. In a nutshell, Addy is passionate about working with tech companies that keep customers at the heart of their business and work towards delivering better, simpler, and faster solutions. Welcome to our show, Addy. We're glad to have you join us. So before we begin our conversation today, can you tell us a little bit about your role at Denodo and also take us through your experience within the tech space, specifically for the APAC region?
Thank you, Neha. I am a Senior Product Marketing Manager at Denodo for the APAC region, as Neha mentioned. At Denodo, I'm responsible for all things product marketing, customer marketing, which mainly involves understanding how our customers are realizing the value of using Denodo and what innovation stories are out there that could be shared with the broader community, and also working on other aspects of product marketing. It has been about 7 months working for Denodo. Prior to that, I spent most of my time in the ERP space, where I was doing product marketing for Sage. So I'm very much familiar with the challenges of back office operations and what toll transformational projects can have on different teams. I started my career as a .NET developer working on web applications and later on moved to products and solution management and marketing.
Thanks, Addy. So without further ado, let's get started on exploring today's topic of discussion about the importance of enhancing operational intelligence, agility, and resilience for organizations. So my first question for you today is, given the challenges for chief operations officers and operational leads in terms of difficulties in assessing real-time data and issues with data-related requests, how can organizations solve these problems with speed and agility?
Yeah, sure. You mentioned speed and agility, which is what most organizations want to achieve when meeting the goals. And as you see, with time and with the advancement of automated processes and workflows, there's an expectation from the board that the role of CEOs and operational leaders continue to evolve, to think more broadly on how they can create efficiencies, better supply management, better delivery experiences for the clients, as well as managing their best talents. However, in the real world, it is quite challenging for organizations to keep up with changing client requirements and meeting regulations with so much happening in the macroeconomic space, as well as different expectations and regulations that come into the picture. So the whole client engagement, right through generating quotes, let's say signing a contract to keep them up to date on the status of their orders, is about having insights to the operations, and that's what leaders want, right? But there are challenges. So the reason for that is there are a number of systems that are running in the background which are connected point to point, but not being able to give a holistic view because of the lack of analytics or using data as a service for operational purposes, like one action triggering another action in a different system as a result of something that has happened in one or multiple systems, right? So companies are trying to solve such problems using data integration, right? Historically, we've been using ETL batch uploads, but often they miss out in balancing the right integration approaches to ensure that they have real-time insights consolidated from multiple systems, right? We're talking about speed and agility here. So the end result is that they have some information, but not complete information. And most of the time they use their experience, some people call it gut experience, to make the so-called informed decision. And they know there's a problem with getting real-time data. When IT tells them that they are upgrading systems or moving to the cloud, it creates an impression that the new world would be good as data would be readily available, only to the surprise, the project might take or would take about 3 years to complete. And during the transition period, they likely have to use workarounds. So this is something which is quite common that we have been seeing in the industry for quite some time, right? And COVID accelerated digital transformation for many companies who were laggards. And there could be many use cases around that. So it could be a migration from on-premise to cloud, or it could be an acquisition that they have done and wondering, now we will be better together only to log into multiple systems of similar nature, for example, right? Finding data from one place and then using another app and then wondering how to make informed decisions. So a common theme around this, which we see in the market, is so while all these so-called transformation projects are happening, how can one run their operations, ensuring that they no longer have to rely on multiple systems, but one system where they log in and the data moves freely, and they may be able to make use of historical and fresh data to get real-time insights at the speed of now. And they're also able to understand the data in a simple and meaningful way, which is another challenge, because sometimes they get dumps of data and they're not technical enough to decipher what how they use the data, right? Because of the different skill sets within different teams. And so let's say these things happen, but as you can see, it is quite risky and a waste of time as well if you want to make use of data lying down in sitting across Excel sheets, right? So what has been happening as well is that many leaders think, oh, it might be good if the data is collected, all is collected together in one place, like physically moved in one place. But then it creates latency. So what is the best approach to avoid this latency problem, right? And there have been different research done by independent analysts as well as different companies. So I would like to call a quote here from Gartner, so which states that it is to have the right set of tools that allow you to balance collect with combine approaches to data management, right? So it's the balancing of collect and combine. And if you look at the data management landscape, we have been good at collecting data, let's say in one data warehouse or a data lake, but the problem still remains around the latency, the freshness of the data. And the answer to that is what many leading organizations have been doing is they've started exploring alternative approaches to data integration. And one of them that is prominent is data virtualization, which allows you to move faster with agility. So that's my answer to this question.
Thank you, Adi. So deep diving a little bit more on the faster data delivery aspect, you've talked about delivering data faster by integrating data faster, right? And you mentioned data virtualization is a means to it. It's a, you know, like a type of data integration method. So can you share more about data virtualization?
Yeah, sure. So let me share how data virtualization works, right? And it can serve as a powerful tool in accelerating data delivery and integration within your organization if you haven't considered it yet. So data virtualization is a transformative approach that allows organizations to access and manage data without the need for physical data replication. And what I mean by that is, like, in the traditional setup, enterprises often deal with numerous data silos, right? The different data sets sitting across different places and a distributed architecture. So these silos are essentially data repositories linked to specific applications, isolated from other parts of the organization. It could also benefit from accessing this data, like integrating all of the different data silos. So what happens is this isolation not only creates barriers to data accessibility, but also complicate the data management process, because different applications, different formats, different ways of managing data. Now, this is where data virtualization comes into play. And it acts as a unifying layer, allowing all the disparate data silos to be virtually consolidated without physically moving the data from one repository to another or without creating a centralized data architecture. Now imagine a scenario where all of the organization's data, despite being stored in different systems and formats, appear as if it resides in a single accessible location, right? And there are very many benefits to it, which I'll talk later in a second. So the virtual consolidation from means that data from various sources can be accessed and queried as they were all part of a single database. And there are many advantages of that. What it does is it limits the use of physical data copies. So you're not copying data multiple times. There are many benefits to it. One of that is you're saving on time and effort. The other thing is around the more copies you create, the more exposure you have to security incidents which might happen, which is a risk to organizations, right? So data virtualization addresses all these issues by enabling organizations to create virtual copies from a centralized repository. These virtual copies exist as links or pointers to the physical copy of the data. And by virtualizing data in this manner, not only storage costs are significantly reduced, but you're also able to ensure that there's data consistency across the organization, and you can also have a unified data governance framework in place. So this approach to data management is particularly beneficial for large enterprises where data is sprawling and diverse, as you would have quicker access to data, streamlined analytics, and more efficient data integration process. Now, what I'm saying is there might be scenarios where you might say, oh no, I have to run ETL processes. What I want to say here is it's data virtualization is not a replacement for any ETL jobs, but it helps you to minimize the extract, load, transform processes, which is time consuming, right? So because it gives you that flexibility to move with agility, it democratizes data accessibility across the organization. And as I mentioned before, improves data governance and security, and companies, where possible, they can avoid costly data migration projects. So in summary, data virtualization is a game changer in how we handle data. It's an essential tool for any enterprises looking to optimize its data management and harness the full potential of their data assets. And this is not us saying, it's the different advisory and analyst firms out there, they have been saying the same. Yep.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing, Addy. So how does Denodo's platform specifically address these challenges to enhance operational intelligence and agility?
So the Denodo platform has been known for its innovative approach to data integration, management, and delivery for the last 24 years. The approach to data integration delivery has been built on two simple principles, which is what doesn't need to be physically moved, let it be there as it is. And data, when delivered, should be meaningful to the user. And what I mean by that is users are able to understand the data they are accessing, which gives confidence that they're able to use the data, discover the data, access the data, right? So building on that, let's look into the details around the unique capabilities that support operational intelligence and agility. So as I mentioned before, the Denodo platform is instrumental in democratizing data across enterprise, right? So speed and agility, I spoke about that. It integrates generative AI, enabling business users to interact with data using natural language. This integration include pre-built features with platforms like ChatGPT and Azure OpenAI, allowing users without SQL expertise to access and analyze data effortlessly. So this capability is a game changer in making data accessible and usable for a broader audience within an organization. Now, the other thing I want to call out is the self-service data product development. Denodo allows that, and it empowers business teams. I'm not talking about the data scientists or data engineers, like business teams, to author, deliver, and share their own data products. So to give you an example, right, you got data sitting across different repositories, and you create data products which could be used internally by your team or different teams, right? So different data product. And in some cases, I'll call out, I'll share examples later on. You can also create new types of services and products which could be sold externally. So coming back to the self-service data product development, right? So the platform comes with feature and capabilities, which allows you to drag and drop view creation wizards and an embedded SQL shell within the Denodo data catalog. Now, the catalog is the place where users can go. They can look for data using a bottom approach or a top down approach, which allows them to look for data, which means discovering data. And once they're able to identify that the data is there, that's fine. And if the data is not there, they can go back to their data engineering team and say, I'm missing this data where it's not connected. Can you integrate, right? So the data catalog allows you to discover, access the data, and use the data. So this not only streamlines data product development, but also fosters collaboration and data sharing within and outside the enterprise. So once you're able to use data, right, in different formats, either for analytics or using data as a service or data for operational needs using the APIs that the Denodo platform offers, right? You can see operational efficiency and agility. You can solve those problems. And from an operational perspective, so operational leaders are always concerned about reducing cost, reducing waste, and managing their cost better, right? So cost management is another area where Denodo shines. The platform includes a FinOps dashboard, providing a comprehensive view of costs incurred across your cloud platforms. Now, this dashboard is a powerful tool for optimizing cloud costs, which is one of the challenges that we have seen in the last 1 and 2 years, where companies have gone out and they've bought different types of cloud services only to realize later on that there's so much inefficiencies happening, or the cloud costs are becoming astronomical for them, and they are realizing that, oh, this needs to be managed better. We built a dashboard which allows companies to optimize cloud costs, including compute and data ingress, egress charges. They are able to see that, and they're able to do better financial management and operational efficiency around that. And the other thing is, I want to highlight around the challenges which you might see in the big data analytics space. So Denodo also comes with massively parallel processing capabilities, which we have built on the Presto, which is based on Presto, and it optimizes data processing workloads for both performance and cost as data volumes grow. Now, this feature brings the power of big data analytics to user without requiring deep technical knowledge in SQL or analytics. Lastly, I want to highlight that the platform significantly accelerates enterprise-wide privacy compliance, and it simplifies the management of the fine-grained access control policies, which is crucial for data sharing and multi-tenant deployments. These are some of the capabilities, right? For example, you don't have to physically go and apply security across different repositories because of the unified access layer that the Denodo platform provides. You apply security from one place, which also helps you in creating efficiencies. Right. So that's how Denodo platform helps you in operational intelligence, enhancing operational intelligence and agility. And happy to talk about in detail about more around the business use and different use cases that we have solved across different industries.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing, Ari. And before we start discussing the use cases and some, you know, customer case studies, I have a question. So Denodo has a significant impact on operational efficiency, especially in reducing IT infrastructure costs and streamlining processes, right? So can you provide specific examples that showcase how Denodo's platform has led to tangible improvements in operational efficiency for organizations?
Sure. Let me share a few stories here. So I've already discussed the FinOps capability, which is also a growing domain in large enterprises that we have seen in the last year or so. And digital transformation projects can easily turn into a money pit if the project is unable to deliver its promised outcomes. Now, also due to the nature of the events that we have seen in the last 3 years, organizations have had economic shocks, giving them a small window of opportunity to adapt to the changing conditions, right? So cloud migration became one of a hot topic during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, many organizations realize that they either need to update their cloud infrastructure or move to an upgraded infrastructure in some mixture of cloud or hybrid, which gives them the flexibility to deliver services to their customers, expedites the operational side of things, whether it's empowering people through self-service analytics so that they can make informed decisions or provide data as a service which can automate workflows and processes. So what this has caused is disruption to the business in one way or the other while this whole migration thing is happening. And that's it. That is where Denodo has been playing an important role for many of our customers who have been working on digital transformational projects. And why I say that is with Denodo, you can avoid business disruptions as you have the abstraction layer to manage all your data sources, right? While the IT team is busy and running migration projects or migrating to a newer platform, because of this abstraction layer, those sources of data, they remain as is, right? While the team is working on developing newer sources and making them available for production. Once the migration is complete, you only need to switch the source. So it's like switching off one button and switching on the other button, right? Without impacting the delivery to the end users. And the abstraction layer, the universal abstraction layer that the Denodo platform provides, the end users don't realize when the source has changed. So that is one thing I want to call out here from an operational efficiency perspective.
Can you provide insights on how Denodo tailors its solutions to meet these unique operational intelligence needs in these industries? And are there specific use cases that stand out in these across these diverse sectors? Like maybe if you could discuss one or two case studies, that would be
great. Sure. Yep. So every industry is different, right? And they have their own set of challenges. You may be a manufacturer or product company, or you may be a services company, right? So, and these own set of challenges may be revolving around production, supply chain, regulations, right? Let's say in case you're a producer, and if you're a service provider, it's about running those projects cost efficiently, on time and profitably, and exceeding your customer expectations. And you can't be good at any of this if you don't have the data to make informed decisions. That is the most common denominator in all these problems, right? But that is the common denominator in all these problems. And using data, what our customers have seen is they have they're using data for analytics and operational analytics and intelligence, as well as they're using data for operations through the use of the APIs. So they can move data back and forth. So it's not only one way. They can feed in data. They can produce data as a service. So one of the use cases. Let me talk about three different use cases. Customer stories. So one is BHP. BHP, they're the number one mining company in the world. What BHP wanted to do was they wanted to create data as a product for the different teams that are out there, which are tasked to improve operational efficiency and mitigate risks because they are in mining. So operational efficiency is quite important because they might overrun on cost or projects if they don't become successful. If the mining yield is not optimal, they can run into losses quickly. If there is a mining disaster, they can be penalized heavily. So they wanted to build data products so that they're not replicating data. They are also ensuring that there are no copies of the data, right? Because there's sensitive data around the mining information. So what BHP did was they created different mesh. So there's a concept called data mesh. They created different, data mesh for each of their assets where they were able to consolidate all the data across different sites that were mining the same commodity. And they were able to consolidate all the data and provide the data to different teams. Now, anybody from anywhere in the world could access the data there based on the security which Denodo platform provides without even knowing where the data is coming from. So that is one of the use cases. The second is Toyota Astro Motor, which is a manufacturer and distributor of Toyota vehicles in Indonesia. And using Denodo platform, what they have done is they have created supply chain specific dashboards where they're doing early detection and early user resolution, where they're able to identify if there is any problem with any vehicle in any of the 350 plus outlets that they have in Indonesia, right? Which car model is being sold, which color or which car has a problem, which part, right? So they do all of that early detection, early resolution, both from a distribution manufacturing perspective, servicing perspective, and also from a sales perspective, where they're able to identify which salesperson is able to sell, which outlets are profitable, what kind of model sells, right? And they're also able to, and they've also created this distribution dashboard around the delivery. So if a customer has placed an order, they can provide insights into when the car will be delivered. They know when and exactly how many days it will take, right, from the manufacturing and the distributor. The last example I want to highlight here is Indonesia Stock Exchange. So they are the stock exchange in Indonesia. And what they have done is they've integrated data across different sources using Kafka, which is for streaming data from one source to another. And they've used in order to create data as a service, and they've created new services around that, which they're able to offer to the market, to their customers in the financial services space. So, This is how different companies are solving their operational challenges using Denodo.
Thank you so much, Adi. From mining to car manufacturing to stock market, it was really interesting to understand these, you know, different wide range of use cases across these industries. And this was a really interesting discussion on operational intelligence and agility, resilience as well. Now, before we wrap up this session, I have a quick Q&A round. So are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. So this is going to be super quick. So my first question for you is, tell me about one key takeaway that you've learned from your first job.
Yeah, your first job is always an interesting one because you enter the corporate world and you learn a lot, right? So one key takeaway I would like to highlight is teamwork. So you might have many people in your team, and if the team doesn't work together, you will not be able to achieve. And let's say you have limited resources, but your team is solid. It works like a charm. You can do more with lesser people in your team. So teamwork is something which I want to highlight.
Definitely. I think that teamwork makes the dream work. So, you know, like, yep. as they say. So thank you so much for sharing that. And my last question for the day is, what is a favorite vacation destination of yours?
My favorite vacation destination is Italy, because of its unique culture, heritage, the landscape, and the different flavors that you can see right from the top to the bottom of the country. Yeah, it's a small country with so much diversity. That's my favorite vacation destination. Apart from that, I also love India, New Zealand, Thailand. These are also the countries that I like to visit, including Philippines.
Wonderful. That's great to know. Thanks so much, Adi. This was a great episode. It was really fun talking to you today. And thanks for joining us on this episode.
Thank you, Neha. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
And a quick message to our listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.